Marisol Tellez.
Yep.
Okay, I want to make sure I pronounce it right. And her topic is correct on here. Okay, the association of oral health-related quality of life factors between 8 and 10-year-olds and their caregivers in Bogota, Colombia. She is from the Université El Bosque from Bogota, Colombia. Welcome.
Good morning, thank you. I have to say that it's been a long time since I have presented in English, so be patient with me. I'll be sharing with you a study on oral health related quality of life. Oops.
Into it.
And I have no relationships to disclose. So first of all, a little bit of background. Although there are measurement indicators for oral diseases, they generate only traditional information on morbidity and do not reflect or do not show the real impact these diseases may have on the psychosocial development of an individual and how their quality of life may be impacted. These traditional measurements do not reflect the perception of patients regarding their oral health, which obviously is a key factor for conducting appropriate treatment. There have been many studies on this area. For example, Racine and colleagues a few years ago studied patients with temporomandibular disorders, comparing them with patients with coronary conditions, and they concluded that patients with temporomandibular disorders had a greater dysfunction in areas such as sleep and rest, social interaction, intellectual functioning, and communication when compared to the control group. So all these type of issues had not been explored in my country, and we thought it was very important to actually assess what was the psychosocial impact of having caries or having any other condition in a population of children and their caregivers. This was meant to be an exploratory study. The good thing is that now we are aware of the importance of this issue, and we will be conducting the next National Oral Health Survey in Colombia next year. And we will include this type of questions in the main survey. Apart from these, there are not many validated instruments in Spanish to explore the quality of life factors, and we didn't know the behavior of this concept amongst Colombians. So what is quality of life? As defined by the World Health Organization, it is an individual's perception of their position in life, of the cultural context and value system in which he or she lives, and their relationship with his goals, expectations, and worries. And why do we think this area is important for dentistry? First of all, if we have information on quality of life, it will be easier for us to be able to develop oral health strategies targeting not only diseased people, but also healthy people. We usually forget that second group, and we develop health promotion and prevention programs almost thinking exclusively on diseased populations. So this type of information could help us advance on this point. Second of all, it would be this type of information could help us develop better program evaluations, and it would enhance the auditing programs we have. We also know that exploration of factors associated to quality of life in a school age are very important because this is a stage where cognitive aspects and different cultural determinants develop for adoption of healthy practices. So this information may be used to reformulate knowledge, attitudes, and practices for caries prevention, for example. And it will also allow us understanding how individuals perceive their oral health needs and what are the factors that may motivate them to seek dental care. So it is very important that we start exploring quality of life related to oral health. So what was the objective of the study? to describe correlations between oral health-related quality of life factors between children 8 to 10 years old and their caregivers. And we basically conducted a cross-sectional study on 104 child caregiver pairs from two public and private institutions in Bogota, which is the capital of the country. They all signed an informed consent, and we decided to use the child oral health related quality of life questionnaire for 8 to 10 years old and their parents, developed by Locker and colleagues. This is an instrument that has been extensively used in the US and Canada. The children questionnaire has 29 items divided into sociodemographics, perceptions of oral health, feelings, school activities, and interpersonal relations, while the parents' instrument has 49 items with more or less the same dimensions. We pilot tested both instruments among 90 children and 15 parents who were not part of the study before actually applying it into the field. And we conducted some linguistic validation. So we did reverse translation from English. From English, it was translated to Spanish and then back to English. It was analyzed by two pediatric dentists who assessed the content and made the all the revisions needed. And then we pilot tested the instrument. For the statistical analysis, we enter all the data into an Excel spreadsheet, and then it was analyzed using SAS. We conducted descriptive analysis, stratifying by gender, and we also conducted some bivariate associations between quality of life factors from those pairs with a significance level set at less than 0.05. So what were the results? First of all, in terms of gender and type of institution, we had an almost equal distribution between males and females and a slightly higher proportion of children from public institutions. Regarding oral health perception of children, approximately 50% of the children perceived their teeth were in a bad or more or less condition, while the other half perceived their teeth as in good or very good shape. And there were no significant differences between genders. Regarding pain during last month, reported by the children, we found that about 57% of the children did not report any pain during last month. However, among those who reported some pain, we observed that 52% of the females reported pain 1 to 2 times during last month to almost every day. So it was a very high percentage. And only 33% of males reported pain in those same categories. And this difference between sex was statistically significant. In terms of missed school days, there was a higher proportion of females that had missed school in the last month due to dental problems compared to males, where only about 5% missed the school days. And this difference was also statistically significant. Females reported having more pain and missed more frequently school days than males. And these findings, when we reviewed the literature to see if they were consistent or not, we actually found a lot of differences in results with populations from different parts of the world. Our only explanation for this was that this finding could be related to the cultural conception we have in developing countries, that the females tend to be a little bit weaker than males, and that in turn is associated to lower levels of pain acceptance, but that's just a speculation. Regarding the perception of child's oral health by the caregivers, only 8% of the parents classify their children's oral health from more or less to bad, so that's a very small proportion. If we consider that about 50% of the children classified their oral health within the same categories. So there was some discrepancy between what the children thought and what their parents reported. And for another item of the instrument that asked about to what extent caregivers thought their child's well-being was affected by the condition of their teeth, 28% of the caregivers answered positively compared to 33% reported by the children, who had a slightly more negative feeling about it. In terms of child's pain reported by caregivers, about 63% reported that their children had not experienced any pain during last month, while 35% reported their children had experienced pain from 1 to 2 times per month to almost every day. In this case, caregivers reported a higher proportion of pain experienced by their children compared to what the children themselves had reported. And when we looked for association between caregivers and children perceptions, there were significant associations for answers given by both in terms of well-being, problems chewing, missed school days due to dental problems, avoiding smiling, and feeling teased or excluded by other children due to dental problems. For example, around 12% of the caregivers reported their child had missed school in the last 3 months because of his/her teeth, and this almost same percentage was reported by children in the female group. Also, we noted that more pain was experienced by the child as the caregiver reported a negative effect on the child's well-being. That was also statistically significant. And as the caregiver reported a higher frequency in which their child was teased or called names by other children, the child also reported he or she was bothered by other kids more often. In addition to this, 42% of the caregivers reported they had taken time off work to attend their child's dental appointments. 22% reported having less time for them due to dental problems. And 12% felt worried about the fewer opportunities in life their children may have due to their teeth bad condition. So what did we conclude? Basically, we know that the children's oral health is not unknown by parents. They are well aware of the problems they have in the mouth. However, not necessarily having this information means that they will take some action on it. And this may be related to lack of insurance, access barriers, or because they don't necessarily care about oral health problems when they have other social issues, broader social issues that they have to take care of as well. So we think it is very important to reinforce the message of caregivers' commitment to the child's well-being and good oral health in health promotion and prevention programs. And finally, I just want to say that we all know the modern concept of oral health suggests that it should be defined in terms of physical, psychological, and general well-being. And these results indicate that the instrument allow us to show the psychosocial impact school children from Bogota experience due to dental problems. However, obviously there is a need to conduct larger studies on different populations with varying socioeconomic levels and different age groups to actually see how this behavior may be extrapolated to a broader population. So this is all what I had to present for you today. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay.